There's lots of different issues and trees down on the roads in many places, and fire brigade and council crews are working to try and get the main routes cleared. And I suppose they'll be working through all of these fallen trees and poles and things for some time. I suppose one example there is an air pole that's on the main R280 there near Drumharbour Bridge. And while we have that kind of moved in a bit off the road, there's low hanging wires there, so anyone with vans or higher vehicles, I suppose, as it gets dark now tonight, might not see those low hanging wires. And I suppose there's loads of different hazards on the roads and things that might still be liable to fall out onto roads and things as we get into the night. So I suppose I'd appeal to people to drive with care and with caution for this evening if you are out on the roads and overnight and into the morning. The council and everyone is trying to work to clear things and make them safe. But with so many different issues, it is quite difficult to get around to them all, even just to get cones and different things out to all these different issues.
Well, that's kind of a key bit there, councillor, isn't it? That you are clearing as much as you can. The staff are at work on it, but they're not going to get to everywhere naturally. So although we're out of the red warning, it's still very important that people are showing that caution and are prepared to, that if they're going to go out, they need to be ready to deal with potential hazards on the road.
Exactly. Just drive with care. I suppose drive at a speed so that you'll safely be able to stop if something unexpected pops out or you just see at the last minute. I suppose there is different things that it's just not possible to get cones and get things and make all of these things safe. I suppose the council crews weren't able to come out until the red warning was lifted and that it was actually safe for their staff to be able to come out and work. It was still gusty and blustery there this morning, right up until 12 o'clock and even a bit after it. So I suppose it's just very difficult, and you can find the evening starting to cut off now, and it'll soon be getting dark. So I'd appeal to people, just drive with care and with caution. Yes, even though the storm has passed, there's lots of different hazards out there on the road all the time.